This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Do you guys want to hit the Mavs first, or do you want to go into the Four Nations face-off?
I'm very interested in the Four Nations face-off, but if we want to discuss some Mavericks real quick, because I know it's still a hot topic button right now.
Was that something Sean said?
I think it was something Sean said once.
Give me cut number five then, because this gentleman was going off last night.
With 7:15 to play. Irving on the step back.
And Kyrie Irving would get up to 42 points in the game. The Mavs victorious 111-107 in a game that Mike said that they would lose by at least 20.
They did not. They won by four.
Exactly.
Honestly, Kevin, the 111-107 score after that first quarter, I was like, there's no way this isn't going to be a 130-point game.
I could see that.
It just looked like it was two teams that were going to play small ball all night and defense was going to be light. But it turned into a lot more, especially as Kyrie was like, I got to step up in this thing.
Now, obviously, I know the story was Kyrie. That's the reason why they won that game. But we all know Kyrie. He's entrenched here. He's a damn good player. My question for you, both of y'all, if you want to weigh in, was about Max Christie.
All right.
Max Christie, 17 points. That's six games in a row.
That's his average, right?
Give or take. Six games in a row scoring 15 or more here for Max Christie. He's 22 years old. He feels like, for some, he was just a throw-in part of the trade. But, man, he has hit the ground running.
Yeah, he's a solid, I'm going to say more than a solid contributor.
Yes.
He's not a sharp shooter from three, but he can shoot the three. And that's a positive for him, is that he can do that. He's long defensively, very active defensively, and he can get his own shot and get to the rim. Like, just watching the way that he's gone about his business offensively, I've been very pleased with what he does. Again, it's not like he's taking anything over from Luka by any means. He's
sure.
Not that. That's what Anthony Davis was supposed to be, was the guy that fills that void for you. But, man, this was one of those nights where you needed contributions from a lot of different people, and you're getting those contributions from a lot of different people.
And for Max Christie, I know Mike talked about it a little bit when they first acquired him from the Lakers, but it's kind of an indictment on the Lakers' defense, but more so in my mind since what we've seen from the Mavericks portion of his career so far, very small sample size, is he was defending the best players on other teams when they were playing, when he was playing for the Lakers. So there's something there. And of course, it's not going to be perfect every single night, as you mentioned. He's only 22, but He's really, really active. And that's what you need from this team right now, considering Jason Kidd is saying pregame, everybody's going to play the five, right? Because we don't have one. So interior defense playing on the wing, like if you can stop the three ball for now, at least you're eliminating something from opposing offenses because you're going to get killed on the boards. If Max Christie can give you that defensively and at least give you that effort, then you can see some quick turnaround. You can see some fast break. You can see some fun stuff. And he's shown you that he can score, you know, in a very small sample size at will recently.
You did bring up something just real quick that we do need to address. The Mavericks got destroyed on the boards last night, and they were hammered on second chance points. And so I realize with the size deficiency that you're not necessarily going to be in a position where you can... I was going to say dominate, but I mean even compete on the boards. But at least if you can have that defensive presence to not have easy putback after easy putback, that will help the team.
The thing that you've seen that's changed, it's kind of been this way for a while now as Luka was hurt, is you're seeing a lot more movement. Nobody's just standing in a corner and standing still. That. You're seeing guys move all over the place, getting open for shots. Slicing into the lane, doing a lot of different ways to get points. And I don't know, for some reason, it feels like you're getting a lot more points inside the three-point line, whereas it just was like either you're getting layups or you're getting threes, nothing in between. And now the Mavericks seem to have some guys doing that as well.
And by the way, Jason Kidd did essentially apologize for the last game.
I get it, man.
Yeah.
What he said is real.
Yeah, and he goes... We lost a tough game. We lost another player. I just needed some time to regroup and refocus and figure out how to put these pieces back together. So I want to thank you. He's essentially saying thank you to the media for giving him some grace about it. And I get it. Some people are still going to say unprofessional and everything. And that's fair.
Yeah.
But
you get one.
At least. Yeah. At least he came back and he's like, I know what he really wanted to say was, what the hell do you want me to do? People won't stop asking me about this trade that I didn't even authorize.
They're sitting there shipping fans out in the middle of a game. You want me to answer those questions?
Yeah, and we just lost our third big, which we had the best group of bigs in basketball, and now all of them are hurt.
Yeah, he probably would have flipped his lid and pounded his fist on the table or something. That's about as much as I see Jason Kidd really freaking out. He's like... Dang it, guys.
Yeah.
And that's about it. That's about all, because he doesn't seem like the kind of guy that's going to go too nuts.
And not as many people, I think hardly anybody got kicked out yesterday, because the Mavericks did kind of...
They took a different approach.
Ease back. That's not to say that they're like, you can do whatever you want, but they decided to ease back in terms of how they're going to deal with the complaints and the t-shirts and stuff like that. And I think that's the smart decision.
Yeah, just like you said yesterday, allow them to be mad. Yeah. Allow us fans to be mad for a little bit, and we'll figure out how to win some games.
Yes.
And, you know, we'll come back around at some point. We're still very upset to lose a generational player. Nobody's dealt with something like this before.
Now, the Four Nations face-off. I want to get y'all's opinion on this first, and I don't want your opinion about, like, the event itself. What I just want to know is, how aware are folks of this? Because normally this would be the All-Star break and everything like that. I know All-Star break's coming up for the NBA, but normally this would be the All-Star break and we're switching it out with, as you probably guessed, this four-team tournament.
I kind of like it more than an All-Star game.
Okay. Do you think the general sporting public is aware of exactly what's going on?
No, but the hockey public is.
Okay.
And that's really who they're aiming at anyway. Sure. Like they're really trying to keep them interested in their sport.
Really and fun game last night.
Dude, last night was a blast. The way that Canada opened up the scoring in that game was amazing. And the fact that Sweden was able to come back and tie that sucker up late in that game was even cooler. And the amount of stars, not Dallas Stars, but...
Oh, we'll
stars
get to that.
In hockey that you're getting on the ice at the same time. What I was concerned with, Kevin, was that the product wasn't going to be good because the guys are like, I'm in the middle of a season and I'm not really going all out on this. What I saw last night was it was maybe a less physical game, but it definitely had speed to it. And there were still some physical moments, but it just had some, hey, I'm going on a run here. And it wasn't like the NBA All-Star game where it's just free and let everybody go about it. but it
which is that's what the NHL All-Star Game is like. Yeah. Just for the record, I know people crap on the NBA All-Star Game. NHL All-Star Game, didn't give a damn about
defense. It didn't look like
either.
That, though, last night. Last night looked like a real hockey game with people that were like, hey, we're out here hockeying. You know, we're out here. I was with basketball players, you'd say hooping.
Yes.
We're out here really doing our thing because we get to show off for our country here. And, you know, we'd like this title. And, man, when it comes to Canada, having Connor McDavid, Sidney Crosby, like just having those guys right up the middle.
Sidney Crosby was there to remind everybody, hey, that's neat. Don't forget that I'm the best.
Their offense is so good.
All right.
Their defense lacks.
Alec, I know maybe it's not quite on the Olympics level, because in the Olympics, man, you saw every bit of diehard physicality in that thing, and Crosby's going nuts when they win and everything, but it does feel like there's a lot on the line for a lot of these players here, or at least they feel that way.
And it's similar to the pitches that some people have made to try to save the NBA All-Star Game, is if you make it nations versus the U.S., like there's a sense of pride that comes into playing for your country, playing for where you came from, because you are going overseas to try to chase a dream and a career. You're going in to unmarked territory for you and your family to try to make a name for yourself, to be able to put on for that country, for that family. There's got to be a real sense of pride in it. And two, it's just really fun to see what could be with some of these lines that you're seeing. Like Corey mentioned with Canada, their power play unit might be the scariest thing in hockey. If that was a real NHL team, when you line up Sidney Crosby, Connor McDavid, Nathan MacKinnon, so Sam Reinhart, like you start putting all those guys together, imagine what they would do in a real NHL setting in a regular season or in a postseason format. That would be the scariest thing on ice that we've seen in a very, very long time. So I think they kind of realize how cool this is and how rare of an opportunity this is, not only to team up with each other, but to do it for their country. There's a lot of fun being had and there's a lot of pride in it.
Now tonight,
it's a mini Olympics and I'm here for it.
And just by the way, Gary Bettman announced, I think it was yesterday, plans for 2028 World Cup of Hockey. And so kind of like you've seen the World Baseball Classic take off. And I know, obviously, people are opining for the Olympics and the throwback to that. But they're expanding, and they're going to go with that.
Smart.
Tonight.
Oh, can I add one thing, though? I will say this. There were a lot of people last night that were searching for it. No, like, when you were asking about the general public,
right?
A lot of people had no clue where to find it. And it was on TNT. For me, I have to go to Amazon Prime to get it because Fubo doesn't have TNT. But I just looked it up real quickly and found it. But I do think more people need to be aware of where to find it. And that's, I think TNT is where you're going to find it.
Oh, okay. See, I don't know
TBS,
why.
TBS, True TV.
Yeah, and I think it's mixing around because I think the game tonight is an ESPN
okay.
game.
Okay, all right.
And so.
That's good. Well, that's good. Keep that. Let's keep reminding
So, by the way, on a streaming front, so that means ESPN Plus and Max are going to be where you're going to be able to pick up a lot of these games.
What a time to do it. Like this little mini tournament, right? Yeah. Baseball season hasn't started yet.
Yep.
Football season is now officially done.
Yep.
Basketball season is in its weakest part of its schedule.
And they're going to the All-Star break.
Yeah, so this is a great time for it.
Absolutely. So tonight, I believe Jake Oettinger is going to serve as the backup goalie for the United States. They play Finland at 7 o'clock. The Stars have four players participating. Oettinger's on the U.S. Every other player is on Finland.
Heiskanen's out,
so
right?
Heiskanen is out because of...
It'd be amazing if he's like, no, I'm playing.
Yeah, that is
too much.
Unfortunately, not to be, but he would have been in this. And so...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Haskinen, Lindell, Ottinger, Granlund, and Hintz, with everyone except for Ottinger being on Finland. However, so that's...
I was going to say that's most of Finland's teams.
Yes, it's just pretty much it's the Finland Stars. Yeah. And so...
Where will they finish?
That's four players there. Would have been five with Haskinen. Then, if you take a look at Team Canada, DeBoer... Their assistant coach, Donskov, and Jim Nill are all on the staff for Team Canada.
You're kidding me?
Yeah, so...
Holy cow.
Exactly. So if you love the Stars...
What an all-star staff that is.
You're not maybe really invested in Sweden just this particular go-around, but yeah, you see front office and coaching members as a huge part of Canada. We talk about roster-wise. Finland has a huge Stars contingent on it. So you have seven representatives from the Stars participating in this. It would have been eight with Haskinen. And just when we talked about like the blueprint of which team to follow, I think this is another indication of like how well respected and how talented the Stars are.
Yeah, I'm not wishing injury, okay? I do wish sadness upon Mark Stone, though. All right.
Okay.
So, sorry, Canada. I can't pull for you.
You're going to be upset about this then. The players are ranked per ESPN. Number 70, Esa Lindell. The disrespectful 64 ranking for Jake Ottinger.
What?
Mikael Granlund is 50. Rupe is 30, but why I thought you might be bothered by that is just a few spots up the list. Number 26 is Mark Stone.
He's a very good hockey player. He is a stoner. That's what Pac-Man was singing there.
Yes. And if you wanted to guess who the two favorites are in the tournament, this will probably help you out. Top six players: McDavid, 1, Canada. Makar, 2, Canada. MacKinnon, 4, Canada. And then 3, 5, and 6 are all the United States. So,
interesting.
If you're surprised to learn that the United States is second favorite behind Canada, you should not be. I feel like I really just spelled that out for you.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, are you going to...
I'm in tonight.
Are you more likely to watch this tonight than, you know, like just whatever run of the mill?
Are the Mavs playing the Raptors tonight or something?
The Mavs are playing tonight.
You know what?
You're out on Four Nations.
I'm watching Four Nations.
The Heat. Yeah, they're playing the Heat.
Don't care.
Okay.
Don't care. We already beat Jimmy Butler last night. Okay. So I don't care.
So surely we'll beat his old team. Yeah,
I'm watching the hockey tonight. Let's do that hockey.
Okay.
Four Nations face off. Let's square it away.
All right. What if we fall behind 4-0 in the first period? Then will you switch back to basketball?
Probably going to go watch some West Wing at that point, Kevin.
Okay.
Fair point. Being honest here.
We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we move into the expressway. Now, Mike is not here, but we're going to do NFL overreaction or reality and perhaps bring back a segment that people ask us about all the freaking time. Next on The Fan.
Hurts is back. Hurts has plenty of time. He's looking. He fires. He completes it. Touchdown, AJ Brown!
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up in this expressway, the return of a segment that a lot of people ask about a lot of the time. We will have that in this expressway. But right now, it's the NFL overreaction or reality. Let's start with this. Overreaction or reality? 2 days is long enough to celebrate the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So AJ Brown, he wrote on Instagram, I believe, "I tried to feel how everyone made it seem to be a champion. Unfortunately, it was short-lived, 2 days to be exact. Is that long enough to celebrate a Super Bowl?"
I think so. Because you don't celebrate during the week leading up, right? Because
I would hope not.
You're so focused on trying to win, even if you're in New Orleans. But I think you win it, so we're going to start from the moment you win.
Okay.
And then you're partying all night, maybe into the next day around 7, 8 in the morning. All
okay.
Right? Sleeping a little bit through that day, but now you got all this press stuff that you got to do. You got to pack. And I don't know, how long are you staying in New Orleans for this? You know, do you want to get back home?
See, I feel like I'd change my plans if we won.
Yeah.
Then I would like hang out for a while longer.
Maybe so, yeah. And then
I guess parade's tomorrow, though.
And then by the time, I think maybe you need a week. I think a week is necessary to kind of get it out of your system. But AJ Brown, I mean, obviously with his writing career, as he has the bestseller.
He didn't write that book.
Who knows that? Mm. Who knows?
I mean, nobody before he was reading it. Exactly. I'll agree with that.
Yeah. So,
all right, Alec, 2 days to celebrate the Super Bowl.
I think it is long enough, but I mean, me personally, I'd still be drunk probably like right this very second. You know, I'd probably be like Tom Brady trying to throw the Lombardi across a boat right now, not knowing where the hell I am. Like, that would be me. Because I'd probably be thinking, like, I try to think real, try to think logically. I'm probably never going to get this chance again, right? Just because math says you're probably not going to make the Super Bowl and win it again in your career. So have fun right now. I do think 2 days is plenty long enough, but of course they make the parade way longer. So I'm like, hey, until the parade, I'm probably going to keep, you know, slamming brews and having fun with the boys.
Facts.
NFL overreaction or reality, Jalen Hurts belongs in the top 5 of NFL quarterbacks.
Let's see. If we're going through it right now, it's Dak's 1, right?
No.
Okay. All right.
Mm. I mean, you can rank them however you want. I will not have Dak anywhere near the top.
The trio of Burrow, Allen, and Lamar Jackson exists. Like, that exists already. Patrick Mahomes is definitely in that conversation. I think you can fit him in there.
I do too.
I think you absolutely can. And if you're going to say, well, he's not those other quarterbacks, that's fine.
Sure.
He plays within what the system asks of him, and he plays with fantastic offensive line, wide receivers. He plays with the best of what they do, and they all look to him as the leader. Like, that says a lot to me about what he's done within that locker room to gain their respect as, hey, he's our quarterback.
Look, I know some people get upset, and I feel this very firmly, that I do not think Jalen Hurts deserves to be Super Bowl MVP.
I don't either.
And so then some people texted in getting bent out of shape comparing him to Dak, and I'm like, what?
He's better than that.
Yeah, not relevant. He's obviously better than Dak right now, mm-hmm. and I think he does. You can think he belongs in the top five.
But not the year that Dak finished number
yes,
two.
Yes, that's MVP fair. Voting. I just didn't think of this particular game he should have been named the MVP. I still think he has shown there are a lot of ways to win at quarterback.
Yeah.
Alec, what say you?
I don't want him to be in there because, you know, I do think there are more talented quarterbacks. But like Corey said, just executing your job within what the coaching staff tells you to do, he is definitely within the top five of quarterbacks who do what they're told and do it very, very well. There's a weird line that I draw in comparison with him and Brock Purdy where it's like, hey, go out there. You know what you're capable of. Don't screw it up. And for Jalen Hurts, in my mind, it's as long as you don't roll out to your left, you're fine because he's abysmal when he does that. But all, everything equal, if he just does his job, that team wins a lot of football games because of him. So, yes, I would say that he belongs in there, even though I don't want him to be in there.
NFL overreaction or reality, the Dallas Cowboys will open the 2025 season against the Eagles. Now, I know, I think it's Amon-Ra St. Brown said, wait, okay, I'm going to stick with it. Said they would be a great opponent
Detroit
for Philly to start the season, but what if I said the Cowboys?
Are they playing in Brazil? Where
they
or is this a different thing?
No, this Australia? Will be a home game for them okay. as the defending Super Bowl.
I mean,
Bowl
the Cowboys
game.
Makes the most sense to bring, you know, to open it up and have all the eyes back on it. But I think Philly has plenty of fans. They can play a lot of different they could play New York. You know, and people would be very, you know, excited about that. Washington actually would be a really interesting opponent, too.
I could see that.
Considering what they just went through. So, I mean, that was the NFC Championship game.
Plus, it's the first game of the season. I feel like maybe people will watch either way. What say you?
The league loves doing the rematch thing. So, now that you say the NFC Championship rematch in week one, make it a nationally televised game for the whole country and the whole world to see. I really like that. But the Cowboys do make sense because good, bad, indifferent. They're going to get ratings. That's what the NFL wants. They want to put the reigning champion in front of a ton of eyes. Even if it's going to be a non-competitive game, it might come down to the last 30 seconds. I don't know. We got to wait and see. But I'll say that's a reality. I think that's just the easy cop-out schedule answer for the league.
NFL overreaction or reality? Aaron Rodgers will not be wanted by any NFL team as a starter.
This is reality.
Whoa.
I just, after watching, if people go put the tape on and watch him,
I'm with you.
They're going to be very underwhelmed. The mind is definitely there for it. He can definitely play the game in his mind better than a lot of people. But physically, his footwork isn't there. His ability to escape and do those things isn't there. He doesn't want to take hits anymore. You can see that. When you're at that point, Brady, Manning's, we saw it. When you're at that point, it's time to go.
Yeah.
You start throwing and ducking, and we saw that from him. So I think that if most people start watching the film of him, they'll say no. But if they say, hey, he would be great to mentor somebody, good luck with that. I mean, that would be a ridiculous reason to bring him in. He doesn't really want that. He wants to play.
I'm going to say overreaction, but I don't think he actually gets that starting job that he wants. I think teams will be interested. I think they will call him up. I think they will sit down and have a chat with him, but I think it's going to be similar to what the Jets were telling him. Like, it's going to be for low money. It's going to be without all the Pat McAfee appearances and skipping out on OTAs. If you're going to be here, we need you here. We need you present. And if he even flinches at that idea, I think teams will start to turn their head. So I think he will get those chances, but I think he might be the one who screws it up for himself.
Do you think he realizes, too, that he can't push a franchise around anymore?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yes.
I hope so.
You think he realizes it? Because I think that he's going to think, once I get in there, I can start swinging my weight around. But he's not the Aaron Rodgers anymore.
Yeah.
So I wonder if that's a reality.
I think I do. So bonus question that for with that then, overreaction or reality, Aaron Rodgers has no tolerance to keep playing football if he's not guaranteed to be the starter.
Reality.
That's an easy reality. Okay. He's got too much of an ego.
Peyton Manning would never be a backup. Tom Brady would never be a backup after he got to be the starter. You know, those guys, once they've gotten there, they don't want to go back to that.
Okay. I think I'm probably inclined to agree with you guys there.
Can I throw something in that I just saw from Dane Brugler?
Is it going to make me sad?
I don't think so.
Oh, great.
Defensive tackles in last year's combine, 25 invited to last year's combine. Defensive tackles invited to this year's combine, 41. So you got a big crop to choose from if you want to get a defensive tackle out there.
Okay. New overreaction reality question. Really hope you guys answered this the way I want you to. Overreaction reality. The Cowboys will see the depth at defensive tackle.
They're not going to take 41 defensive tackles.
No, not that. Okay. But consider it. The Cowboys will see the depth at running back and defensive tackle in this draft and take advantage of it.
Overreaction.
Oh, no.
I want it to be reality. I think they're going to get a running back, but I don't think they're going to get the ones we want. I think they're going to get some. But they're going to be like, but we also had this other one that fell. We got to stay true to our board. Our board said to pick this guy. Yeah, the sexy pick here. I just don't, Kevin, every year we start looking and go, they have a plethora of these positions. The Cowboys are going to end up getting one. We end up getting an offensive tackle that didn't work out this year.
Right.
Because we were just like, yeah, we'll just randomly get an offensive tackle. It'll go well. Didn't work out.
And it's this time of the year, isn't it, that we start hearing those things like, oh, there's a lot of depth.
You better give me hope.
There's a lot of depth at these positions, but. You know what? I'm going to give you hope, Kevin.
There you go.
I'm going to say that this is a reality. They're actually going to do it because they are so invested and they are so bought in on this idea that Brian Schottenheimer is going to be the guy. Oh. So they're actually going to say, first draft of his head coaching tenure, we got to help him out as much as we can and fill as many voids as we can. Because I think they're so stubborn on their head coaching hire that they're like, we need everything to be perfect for him so we can be right.
I want to go ahead and hope down with dope.
I want to go ahead and apologize to everyone on the Twitch and the YouTube because I think after that I started to do a pseudo raise the roof, and I'm really sorry for that happening.
You let me down.
NFL overreaction or reality. Having the better offensive line and defensive line will always keep you in ball games.
Yeah. Reality. It gives you the opportunity to push around the quarterback a little bit, to stop the run game. So those are two of the big factors there. If you can get home with four, you free up the rest of your team to be able to defend all over the field. I mean, that's what we just saw with the Eagles.
Yep.
Patrick Mahomes looked lost because he couldn't find an open receiver. And by the time he did find one, he was being tackled. So go look at the way that the Chiefs have won. Their defensive front was able to get sacks when they mattered the most. So yeah, being able to stay in ball games, if your offense isn't that prolific, the front four for your defense is going to be a huge factor for you.
That was my favorite stat from the Super Bowl, that the Eagles did not blitz Mahomes a single time. And they still got home, as you said, Corey, a million times. And that's the simplest way to win football games for me to make it a reality, Kevin, is that if you can keep your quarterback standing upright and knock the opposing quarterback down, then you're probably going to have a lot of success in a few different ways because you're able to cover on the back end and you're able to move the ball downfield.
Now, I'm not saying anything about the result.
You better not.
Okay, because the result for the Super Bowl would probably still be sad for a lot of us.
Yeah.
But NFL overreaction or reality, that Super Bowl would have been better with Greg Olsen.
All right, so this is interesting because you don't care.
I really don't. And so here's the thing, and I just want to point out how much I don't care. I am a well-known Tom Brady hater, and for most of the year, I've seen a lot of people are like, I don't like him, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I think he's fine. So That's how you know that I like really, I'm largely indifferent on broadcasters.
I really like Greg Olsen. I really enjoyed the way his energy was the last couple of years. And I felt like he gave you good information throughout the game.
Yeah.
I didn't think Tom Brady had his best game, and I don't know if it was nerves or what. Whenever he finally gets to a Super Bowl, he's finally nervous for the first time. But I just didn't think that – I didn't think he was at his best. So I would have taken Greg Olsen. So I'll say reality.
I'll say reality as well, but I'm kind of on the same level as you, Kevin, where I don't care about the broadcasters usually, but I do have like a two-tier system. I have great broadcasters, and then I have everybody else. Like, if they're okay, if they're good, if they're bad, they're all on the same level. I don't care. I do think Greg Olsen is great. I think he's up there with, you know, like some of the play-by-play guys, like a Jim Nantz, like a Joe Davis. They're great to me. They change a viewing experience to me. They make it better. All the other guys, they're just there. So Tom Brady, for me, he's just there. He's just doing his job. I don't care. I think he's okay. But Greg Olsen, in my mind, is great. I think he adds an element even to a blowout game like that. He'll add something interesting, whether it's a story or breaking down why something's happening. That'll get me re-engaged and not wanting to turn the TV off.
By the way, do you think, this doesn't necessarily have to be overreaction or reality, do you think Peacock knows how to congratulate themselves? Because did you see when the Eagles won the Super Bowl, they put out congratulations to the Philadelphia Eagles on their second Super Bowl victory and their first ever NFL championship. What? Okay, here we go. Let me try that again. Congratulations to the Eagles on their second Super Bowl victory and the first ever NFL championship win by a team which began the season with a game available nationally exclusively on a streaming service.
That's a headline?
Too many words. And why wouldn't you have put, don't forget where the Super Bowl champs started the season? Or I don't know, something like that. That's too many words.
Yeah, that was bad. That was very poor. But, I mean, it wasn't generic.
That's true.
It wasn't.
I've never seen anything quite like it.
Team wins football game. You know, like, that would be generic, and you'd be like, ah. But that was way too many words, for sure.
Absolutely. I'm with you.
Who
was
the editor on that? Who's the guy that's in charge that's like, is this too much?
No. What's your deal?
It was nobody. They were like, I got nothing for you.
Is this, guys... Anybody think that this is too many letters?
Is there a chance?
And words.
Is there a chance they paid this person by the word? And so they're like, all right, is the same guy they hired to redo the score bugs for Fox for the Super Bowl? And they're like, we're going to pay you by the word. Uh-huh. And he's like, okay, great.
And with the score box, they're like, we're going to pay you by size.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Now,
how big can you make it?
Stop what you're doing. You are going to want to answer this question, but I want you to wait until you hear the very scientific data that I present to you, okay? NFL overreaction or reality. The best Patrick Mahomes can hope for is being number two all time.
Overreaction.
Hold on, I said wait for the data.
All right, give me the data first.
This is very scientific data.
Okay, reality.
Well, that's stupid too. You need to hear the data.
But it's scientific.
How do you know? I just said that.
I believe you.
What is my proven method?
You've never lied to me.
Scientific method, I assume.
Mm-hmm.
Before the Super Bowl, 10 states said that Patrick Mahomes was the greatest of all time, and 40 said Brady.
Hawaii.
I didn't need you to guess yet.
Okay.
After the Super Bowl, only 2 states said Mahomes was the best. The other 48 said it was Brady. Patrick Mahomes lost Alabama, Arkansas, Kansas, Minnesota, Ohio, Oklahoma, Texas, and Washington. They all dropped him off the list. So overreaction or reality, you really want to know who those 2 states are that kept him.
Reality.
It's Kansas.
And Missouri.
Actually, it's not Kansas. I was just kidding. Oh. They lost Kansas. Remember, aww, I just said they were off the list.
I didn't hear
you. You weren't paying attention.
You said too many words.
It's Missouri. I was peacock on that. It was Missouri and Nebraska, the only 2 states he still has is Missouri or Nebraska. Now that you've heard that very scientific data, overreaction or reality, he also lost 2 postseason games to him. The best Patrick Mahomes can ever hope to be is the second best of all
time. That's ridiculous. That's an overreaction. I think it's ridiculous to say that because he still has plenty of time. The guy that in the first 7 years of his actual playing career never missed an AFC championship. I'm not going to go, hey, you know what? He's
pretty good.
Like, what can he do for the rest of his career is what I'm waiting for. So, no, I'm not going to say the best he can possibly do is that because every step of the way, he's been fantastic. So, no. Overreaction.
Unless he takes an Andrew Luck type career arc where one day he just says, I'm kind of done with this, you know, whenever we're all like, yeah, he's coming back next year. I think that's an overreaction as well. He's still got plenty, plenty of time to wow and amaze us and win more rings. And look, Brett Veach, I think he's one of the best in the game. He's not Howie Roseman, but he's still really, really good. I think they're going to continue to build around him. They're going to get that receiver position figured out eventually. And for years to come, he's going to have 50-plus yard touchdowns ready to roll.
I have one more quick bonus question for you. Tom Brady has the record at 8. Patrick Mahomes, as Corey just mentioned, has been to 7 straight AFC championship games. Overreaction or reality? Patrick Mahomes will miss the AFC championship game in one of the next 2 years.
Reality. Oh, I mean, if I'm going to bet on it, I think I will bet that in the next 2 years, he'll miss one of them.
Okay.
I think I'll also bet that he'll make one of them.
That makes sense. Alec?
Why is the cardinal rule just like evading me right now? I want to bet against him, but you never bet against Patrick Mahomes.
Except this past Sunday.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
you could bet against him then.
Yeah, you probably should have.
You probably didn't, though. Probably nobody did.
You know what I was a sicko for? I went on Underdog, Kevin.
Yes.
And I took the over on punter touchbacks because I know how to party.
What was the over?
It was half. Okay. Half a touchback by both punters.
Yeah.
And I took the over and it cashed.
Because there was one, wasn't there?
Yeah, there was one.
I got that bet too.
And guess what else I took?
Play. That is illegal in Texas, thank you.
I took the over on Jahan Dotson's receiving.
I should have taken that one too.
It was like 3.5 yards and he finished with over 40.
Oh man, that one catch. I took the over on Patrick Mahomes' interceptions because he turns the ball over the Super Bowl, and that cashed very easily.
You watch a lot of football, but you know what? I'm going to say that I probably would take Mahomes losing one of the next two because there's too many teams in the AFC that are right around the rim.
Yeah.
As Jerry likes to say, they are actually right around the rim, like the Ravens, like the Bills. There's too many good teams in the AFC. AFC for me to just say no, they can't do it.
Okay. And yet it's weird because that you're right. That is the logical pick. And yet we still haven't seen it happen. And it's been 7 years. Mm. We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. And Corey, I believe you have ideas. What should we do?
Alec.
Oh. So.
Oh,
he actually did say my last name.
Yeah, sorry. I asked him to cut that out just because I was trying to get, we're trying to get moving there, you know?
Yeah.
Short it up.
Mm.
This is the segment where we ask Kevin if he thinks he's better than everybody born today. If you think you're better than Kevin, you can text in right now, 877-881-1053. You can just
give
say
it a resume.
If it's your birthday, Kevin has to agree with you.
Oh.
If you just want to say you're better,
I don't know about that.
You really should provide the resume. Actually, just go ahead and provide the resume anyway. I will go ahead and let you know. Veterans do get a discount with Rhino Shield, by the way. Veterans are usually, that's a positive thing right there.
Veterans are better than me. They're veterans.
Yes.
Mm?
People that save animals.
Mm?
So give your best credentials. We start today.
I don't think Alec approved of the veterans comment.
Nope.
We start today with Mina Suvari, turning 46 years old today, Kevin. Best known for American Pie.
Would we say that?
Or the movie Loser.
You wouldn't say American Beauty?
I don't know if I've ever seen that movie, Kevin.
Really? Well,
it's a weird movie about things that we shouldn't discuss in America.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She gets topless and then roses eventually come out of her chest.
What?
And she starts lusting after her faux best friend's dad.
Wasn't her husband the director of that movie or something?
Oh, my gosh.
Her husband's an older man, I believe.
Oh, man. That's quite a bit older. I don't know the answer to that.
Belichick.
And really, nobody knows the answer to most things, unfortunately, Mina Suvari, because how long has it been since you heard her name? Or thought about her, right? Ooh. We're relevant now, baby. Sorry, better.
Yeah, I don't know a movie she's been in a long time.
Exactly.
All right. Kelly Hu turns 57 today. Do you remember her? She was, she played like a...
Was she in the Wolverine? Yeah, I know this isn't right.
She was in the X-Men movie.
I want to say she was Lady Finger Claws. But she was... She had the really, was it Deathstrike? Lady Deathstrike? Colby is going to be so mad at me.
He will be mad at us.
Because I said finger claws. What else has she done lately?
It was X2. She was in the Scorpion. Well, hold on. Did you say lately?
Yeah, lately. Nothing.
She's
better.
Still very, very, very pretty woman. Oh, wow. She's gone gray and it looks good on her.
Hey. Just a quick side question.
Gremlins, the secret of secrets of Mogwai.
What? Is that an animated
Watchmen
show?
Watchmen Chapter 1.
Can I ask you a question? What do you think about the younger people?
We're going gray?
The younger women dyeing their hair gray or whatever.
It's interesting. Some people it looks really good on. Like some people it's like, wow, that's a great look for you. Some people it doesn't.
So. Do you ever think they had like a scary supernatural experience and that's what happened?
Oh, like they were walking through their hallway in the middle of the night and out of nowhere they got booed?
Yes.
Yeah.
Pretty much. I mean, that's what I was essentially getting.
My hair went gray just pretty like out of nowhere one day. It just started going gray, and now it's just look at the beard, man.
It's still there though.
I barely even see my beard anymore based on how gray it is.
That is true. Oh, I thought it's because you shaved most of it off.
Stockard Channing turns 81 today.
Stockard Channing. Hold on. How old did you say?
81 years old.
81.
81.
All right, everybody.
Which means when she was in Greece.
We're going to do some math on the fly here.
She looked 44.
She did. So Greece.
A 44-year-old high school student.
Came out in 1978. All right? So that's 47 years ago. How old did you say she was? 81. She's 34 in that movie.
Playing a high school girl.
She looks every bit of 34. She looks like the sad lady who's like, this is my daughter. Did you think we were sisters? And you're like, no, I didn't. I definitely thought you were her mom and you need to stop whatever this is.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not her fault she got cast in that movie. She needs to make money too.
Yeah.
And also, she was the wife of President Bartlett on the West Wing. So, of course, she is better than me.
I'll be very honest.
That show's awesome.
If you're going to run the country, you want a wife like that by your side.
I do.
Like, you want a woman like she was in that show to be right there with you because she's pushing you to make great decisions for a great country.
She'll support you.
Yeah.
But you better have an answer for why you're doing what you're doing.
Because she's just as smart as you.
Yes, well, I know, PJ.
She's different. She's just as smart as you, if not smarter. And she knows it, too.
I totally see that.
Turning 78 today. Edward James Olmos. He's still alive?
You said he turned 78 today.
Yeah, that's amazing to me. I saw him speak at Eastfield College once.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Did you really see him speak at Eastfield College, or did you watch the movie Stand and Deliver and you wanted him to be your teacher because he knew how to reach those kids?
I really saw him.
Okay.
Speak.
I was just curious.
However, I did also want, you know, see the movie and want that to happen.
It was Stand and Deliver, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know the movie I'm talking about, and obviously he was in Selena. Edward James Olmos is better
American
than
me. Two Guns.
Man, does he have one of the fiercest mustaches?
Oh yeah,
ever.
And being in Two Guns,
I know
how much we love.
I
that
know.
Movie.
I saw
Miami
it.
Vice.
I thought it was he was.
Yeah, from 84 to 90.
Was he like a main person on Miami? I'm not actually sure I've ever seen an entire episode of Miami Vice. I'm not disputing that. I'm just
he was in Blade Runner.
I did know. Yeah, he's better than
turning 48 today. Randy Moss.
Oh, Randy Moss, the football player?
Randy Moss, yes. And the person.
Did you see him on Countdown before the Super Bowl?
I did not.
It was very touching.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Because he talked about coming back from...
cancer.
I don't recall. Maybe he just never said what kind of cancer it was.
But, stomach cancer, I think?
Well, maybe. He was really emotional. It was a nice moment. He's an unbelievable player. If you want to make an argument, he's the second best wide receiver of all time. I would listen to that. Plus, straight cash, homie. He's better than me.
Turning 39 today, Aqib Talib. Richardson's own.
It's okay.
Didn't he take somebody's
okay,
chain
that off? Was going to be Michael my question, and I was going to feel really stupid. Was he the chain snatcher
snatcher? He was the snatcher.
Okay. Thou shalt not steal.
He said snatch.
Sorry, Aqib. No dice.
Drew Henson turns 45 today.
Better. Drew Henson.
Who knows Drew Henson out there? 877-881-1053.
One of the founding members of the G-Bag Nation?
No.
As we talked
that
about?
That is not. That was Greg Henson.
Oh.
Made the Muppets.
No, that was Jim Henson.
Oh.
Hey, went back and watched Labyrinth the other day. Still weird.
Very.
Not as terrifying as you might think. Except for the creatures who dance around and exchange eyeballs and heads. That part still freaks me out. And it'll freak me out for the rest of my life. I'm better than Drew Henson. That's during the period where you're like, hey, we don't actually need to draft a quarterback. We'll just take all the minor league baseball players we can find.
Coach K turns 78 today.
Oh, my God. The greatest coach of all time. And you know how much I love Jared Sandler. But if there's one really stupid opinion that Jared Sandler has about sports, it's that Coach K didn't win enough outright ACC titles, and that's why he's not great. And you're just like, or the greatest. You're like, what the hell are you even talking about? Five-time national champion. Coach K is way better than me.
Looking into the tournament every year.
hey, look, they're famously well known for having a high seed and not winning the national title, okay?
Right.
I can admit that.
Turning 65 today, Coach Gary Patterson.
Oh, from TCU?
Well, he's with Texas now, right?
But from TCU.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you know what? We would have done RU better back then. Maybe.
Because we love TCU.
Sorry, T-Sips.
Wonderful place.
Not your day. Better.
I'm sad.
I did that just to antagonize Texas people.
Thank you.
Jaden Ivey turns 23 today.
Oh, the basketball player?
The hoop star.
Still waiting to see that all come to fruition. Better.
54 today. Wrestler Tommy Dreamer. Alec, what do you know about Tommy Dreamer?
ECW legend right there.
Have you ever heard this story about Tommy Dreamer? So Paul Heyman is on commentary for WrestleMania 17, and the ECW just closed down, and he owed a lot of people a lot of money. But I've always heard this weird urban legend, and I don't know if it's backed up by anything, that Tommy Dreamer was, like, going to shoot him in the head live on pay-per-view.
What?
Have you ever heard that before?
Like the Joker? That's crazy. I think this is ringing a bell, yeah.
You should look up his wife. She also wrestled for a while. She is lovely. Tommy Dreamer's better than me.
But have you heard the story about Tommy Ball?
Maybe not.
It might be an off-air story.
Oh,
it's great.
Okay.
It's great.
Did I win?
I got one more.
Okay.
And it's not Henry Rollins, who is 64 today.
Oh, Henry Rollins, way better than me.
Started the Rolling Stone magazine.
No, that is not. He was in Black Flag.
He's in the Rolling Stone band.
Oh, my God.
This one, I guarantee you, Kevin, is better than you. Would you like to take that guarantee bet? Yes or no?
I'm feeling good today.
You're feeling good today. You think you're going to say that you're better than this person before I announce it? You're blind nailing it.
You know what? As long as it's not Gandhi, I think I can win.
All right. Turning 35 today. World Series champion Nate Eovaldi.
Son of a bitch.
Gave the Texas Rangers their first ever World Series. Almost single-handedly.
Look. I'm going to lose because...
And he came back and chose the Rangers.
Yes, he did.
Came back and chose us one more time.
And Nate Eovaldi is responsible for one of the most amazing postseason runs I've ever seen, one of the greatest month or so of sports in the history of my life. So Nate Evaldi is better than me and everybody I know.
Kevin, you did great today, man. I'm proud of you. You did great. And you know what? Turning that over to Nate Evaldi was smart. That was a smart move your part.
Nate Evaldi is better than me every day, twice on Sunday.
Yep.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for the C Block starring Corey Majors.
Have you ever used a voodoo doll to get what you want? Next on The Fan.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.